Okay? So last week we kind of introduced the idea, and we'll be going systematically through the, but we're not going to jump around, but we're not going to cover all the book, but we're going to cover different people and maybe different aspects. So this week we're looking at two men that after John Bunyan was talked to by an evangelist gave him, he said, flee the wicked city, and he pointed him to the cross. If you've read the book, you'll know that he, and so he's heading out of the city, and his children and his family are grabbing him, and he has to go. He flees from them, and there are two men that go along with. Their names are Obstinate and Pliable. And they come up to a thing called the Slough of Despond. Now, in the life of John Bunyan, this is what's interesting. A lot of the book, Pilgrim's Progress, deals with the life of John Bunyan himself. So, and you can look it up. I'll mention a couple of things, and you can look it up online. I actually went online this afternoon on Google Maps, and you can find the city. You can find the city that he was. Let me look at the city that he was. Elstow, Elstow, is the city that John Bunyan's dad lived in. And even now, I looked it up, and then you can look around. You know how you can get your little guy there, look around in Google Maps, and basically I saw nothing, because even today there's still nothing there. There's very little in this little town called Elstow, but John Bunyan grew up in Elstow, and his dad had a farm. Behind his farm, there was a pathway that he would walk through, and about 200 yards on their way on Sundays to church, they would walk through a pond. And so most believe that the Slough of Despond is him remembering walking to church, and every once in a while it would be muck and mire. And it's said that his dad placed stones through the area so that they could walk safely. If you know the story of Pilgrim's Progress, that's kind of what happened through the Slough of Despond, from a person called Help that came and helped Christian get, well, actually at that time it's Pilgrim, as he got through trying to make it to the cross, to Calvary. All right, so that's a little bit of background as we're talking about the two people. All right, so Christian or Pilgrim, he's not Christian yet, but Pilgrim with his burden is fleeing out of the city, and he's heading to Calvary. He's heading to the cross. He's trying to find it, and there's a cross up there. And as he's heading out of the city, his family is trying to stop him, and he says, "No, I've got to. This burden is it's unbearable. I've got to get rid of this burden." All of this is picturing salvation, and it's showing biblically, if you get the original book from Pilgrim's Progress, you'll see that John Bunyan puts verses all the way through it. It's all tied to Bible. And so there are people that are holding them back. And as we're dealing with people, guess what happens when you deal with something, somebody? You're going to find that there's family, there's friends, there's other people that are saying, "No, this is ridiculous. You know, well, what is this book telling you?" And that has happened down through the ages. Down through the ages. So here, this book, Pilgrim's Progress, was written, I think, 400 years ago, 300 to 400 years ago. And here, 300 to 400 years ago, guess what people were doing? When somebody wanted to get saved, there was people saying, "This is ridiculous. You shouldn't have to do that." And then you have people that come along. And Obstinate and Pliable are pictures of people that are unsaved that have come alongside somebody that is heading towards salvation. And so we're going to consider two people, Obstinate and Pliable. So what does Obstinate represent? We're going to look at some scripture. Look at Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13. Again, on Thursday nights through the summer, this is going to be more teaching, right? Rather than preaching, we're going to be teaching kind of through these different things, and I hope that it helps you. And then again, I recommend grab that book and read it. I think you'll enjoy it. I love the story of Pilgrim's Progress. All right, so Proverbs 13 and verse 24 says, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." That means early. This is saying that a parent who does not chasten his child hates him. And so, we're going to be talking about this person named obstinate. So what does obstinate mean? The word obstinate comes from Latin. It means to stand. It means stubbornness, doggedness, or another word, an old English word, is mulishness, all right? To act like a mule, to be obstinate. All right, now some people would say, well, it's good to stand. Well, I'm not talking necessarily about that, and you're going to see, or you see in the story of Pilgrim's Progress, that obstinate comes up alongside of Pilgrim as he's heading out, and he's throwing excuses at him, and he's saying, why are you doing this? He's walking alongside him, and he's trying to get him to turn and go back to the wicked city. And he's fleeing from it. He's trying to get him not to be saved. So what does obstinate represent for you and I in our lives or for those that we deal with? Obstinate represents somebody. It can represent a child that doesn't understand discipline. They become obstinate. The Bible talks about that. That's why I use that verse in Proverbs chapter 13. In Proverbs 13, we read about that parents that love their children, they spank them or they discipline them. Why? So that they will not become mulish or obstinate. They will not be stubborn or dogged in their silly ways. And so here is obstinate. An obstinate is he's stubborn in his way. And what is he hanging on to? He's hanging on to his sin. So let me give you a couple characteristics of an obstinate person. Obstinate has short-sighted values. And this is what he says as Pilgrim is going along his ways, and then especially as they get right into the slough, or they're coming up to it, and it's getting hot outside. Obstinate, that fast, says, this is hot. You know what? This is hard. And so he immediately leaves. Why? He has short-sighted values. He believes that if you're not enjoying anything, then something must be wrong. Life is one big party. Obstinate's values focused on himself. When Pilgrim asked him to go with him, he said, what? And leave our friends and all the comforts of life behind us? So this is in the book. Right, in the book, he says, what am I supposed to do? Leave all my friends and I'm supposed to leave my nice house? So he's walking out of the city. And Obstinate is walking with Pliable and they're walking with Pilgrim. And Pilgrim looks at him and says, hey, are you gonna journey with him? And what is his saying? What are you talking about? Leave all my comforts? And what we have to understand is Obstinate represents for us somebody that is unsaved. And what happens? This world grabs and holds on to them. And when you know, let's say that you're starting, and I've seen this happen to some folks, you get them to come to church, and they come once or twice, then all of a sudden, somebody makes a snide remark to them about, oh, you're going to Fairhaven? All right, and they're not saved yet, but all of a sudden, and it's just like, ooh, you know what? That's uncomfortable. I'm going to find a church that makes me comfortable. I'm going to find a religion that is kind of just smooth. Well, you know what? The Bible tells us, what does the Bible tell us about the cross? It's foolishness. To those that are out in the world, it's foolishness. And what do we mean by that? God created everything. This is what the Bible expresses to us. God created everything, but then man messed up. And so God, he did know that man was going to mess up because man has his own free will, but God knows everything. But then man did this, but God already knew, and so he sent his son Jesus down to this earth, and he died on the cross. And he had to shed blood to do that. Like, whoa, that just sounds weird. I mean, isn't there a softer religion? Isn't there something easier? And isn't there something more that's going to cater to me as far as a human being? You're saying I've got to repent of sin? You're saying that I'm evil? Yes. And obstinate doesn't like these things. Obstinate is contrasted with Christian, who is farsighted. A Christian is farsighted. A Christian looks to the future and says, yes, because if I forsake everything here, then guess what? I have rewards in heaven. That's what is opposite of this man named Obstinate. Mark 8:36 is another verse that goes along with this. It says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And remember a famous quote from Bob Jones Sr. It says, we shouldn't sacrifice the permanent on the altar of the immediate. That's what Obstinate is doing. So Obstinate, In the story of Pilgrim's Progress, Obstinate is short-sighted in his values. He also refuses salvation. Rebellion and stubbornness in man is bad. And Obstinate, he strikes out against God. And let's say that you know somebody. You know somebody and you're trying to get them to understand their need of salvation. There are some people in our walk in this world and they're obstinate. Now what we should be doing is praying that God can melt their heart and break their heart, because the Word of God can do that. But you've probably met some people and they're obstinate and they're resisting anything to do with God. That's what this guy is showing us. In this story, there are folks that they are not going to turn their back on this world, and they think anybody that is going to go through, especially here they come up and the slough of despond, and you're in muck and mire, and you're trying to just trudge your way along, and you know what? I've got comforts back home. That's what obstinate brings in front of the unsaved that you're trying to lead to the Lord. Obstinate also doesn't like to be by himself. He hinders others. He's not content to be obstinate by himself. He wants company. So he seeks to bring pilgrims to their knees, and not just to their knees, to quit in their journey to the Savior. That's what's sad about, as I read this story, and it relates to people that we deal with sometimes. Because they're obstinate. And you've seen this. Maybe you have some folks at work and you're trying to share then Christ with somebody else, and that person hears about it and they come over and they gang up and like, oh, you don't listen to them. They're not satisfied to just be obstinate themselves, and that themselves, they're going to end up in hell. They want a bunch of other people not to listen and hear about Jesus Christ. That's part of living in this life. There are people like obstinate. And our prayer should be, you know what, God, get them out of the way. Get them out of the way. Melt their heart. But if you cannot melt their heart, please do not let them influence other people that I'm trying to share Christ with. They're obstinate. But the other lesson that comes out of it for us in this story with obstinate, did it stop Pilgrim from his journey? No. And that's a lesson for you and I. Don't let somebody's taunting, don't let somebody's stubbornness, maybe they are. It could be, and we don't know this all in the story with Pilgrim's Progress, but it could be that Obstinate was very well educated. John Bunyan, Christian, and Pilgrim kind of represent John Bunyan in his journey. And John Bunyan wasn't very well educated. And so it could be that, hey, in this world, there's an obstinate person that is an intellectual. And they're like, oh, that's silly, that Bible. How silly to be following the Bible. Don't you know? Why are you relying on that? Men wrote that. And that's what sometimes can stop us, can hinder us from doing God's bidding, from heading down the right path. Remember we said that one of the things in our question, Matthew 7:14, is one of the key verses throughout the story of Pilgrim's Progress. And what is that verse? That broad is the way that leads to what? Destruction. Many there be that go thereby. But what is it? It's we're searching for the narrow path. The narrow path of righteousness is what we want to walk on. So we said there's two people, all right? The first one is obstinate. The second one is pliable. When you're reading the story of Pilgrim's Progress, you're going to see two people that come alongside. Pliable actually goes along with Pilgrim for a little longer journey, all right? He goes kind of into the Slough of Despond and then quickly is like, oh, I'm gone. Okay, so what is pliable? Pliable, there's a verse in the Bible that represents this person, and John Bunyan in his writings references this. It's found in Luke chapter 8 and verses 4 through 15. This is the story of the sower. And in the story of the sower, you have seed in verse 6, and some fell upon a rock, and as soon it was sprung up, it withered away. Now there's debate on this. There's debate on, all right, so is this person saved? Are they not saved? Different things. John Bunyan is of the impression that in this passage, that seed that fell on the rock represents pliable, and pliable was not saved. Okay? So you go down to verse 13, and Jesus explains what the seed that fell on the rock. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Pliable represents those people that seem to accept Christ. They seem to start a little bit on the journey, but what does the Bible say about the Christian life? Yea, all that live godly shall suffer persecution. Now, persecution could be all kinds of different things. Now, in American society, we aren't necessarily going to jail. But in American society, all right, praise the Lord, I'm sure you've read the news, but I mean, it wasn't really the great victory that I think all of us wanted, but I was glad for the Supreme Court decision this week. I mean, that was exciting. That was a blessing to me. All right, but right away, I mean, it's amazing what the news is saying about it. They're saying now, I mean, right away, the next day, one of the main news shows at night had a big panel discussion, and they said, you know what this is going to do? This is going to mean that, and I guarantee it's happening right now, and they had a sign, a fake sign, that gay's not welcome. That's what all the restaurants are going to do. Like, you guys are ridiculous. That actually isn't. And if you've heard this man, and if you've heard him discuss, and you've heard his or seen his demeanor and his humility, you know what? He's not going to deny anything. He just has a conscience. He also has some beliefs. And are there other people Other places that really he could, that a gay couple could go to and get a wedding cake? Yeah, there is. There's probably a bunch of them that they could go to. And so in our society, it may not be that you go to jail, but it could be like that man. He lost tons of business. Almost went under. Now, it became some newsworthy, so people kind of came behind him and helped him some. But it could be that you become a Christian, or you're thinking about it. And that's the idea of pliable. Pliable is walking with a man that is saying, I'm wicked, I've read the scriptures, and there's a burden. And what you'll find in the book, okay, is obstinate and pliable do not have a burden on them. Which means that they do not recognize the sinfulness of their life. They're not seeing that. But what happens, a Christian, a person that's truly heading to Christ, they start feeling a weight of their sin. Okay? Pliable is not feeling. He's just bouncing along. Hey, what's taking us so much time? He's not feeling that weight of sin. It's just, hey, everything's happy. So pliable, the lesson from pliable is that his roots are not in himself. Then that may sound bad, but what it's saying is there he did not sink anything deep. You notice in the text here, it tells us that it fell among the stony area, and the root didn't sink down. There are some people that on the surface, they say, oh, I accept Jesus. Our missionaries deal with that. Missionaries deal with that, especially those that have other religions that have multiple gods. And they will say, when they're dealing with, a missionary is dealing with somebody, they will say, this person will say, oh, you know what? I'll accept Jesus along with all these other gods. No. All right? So it's surface. It's just a surface religion. It's not sinking deep into their soul. And that's what pliable is, a person that wavers. He's easily persuaded to try something. He's easily persuaded. And you know what? There are people out there. They're like, oh, yeah. Who? Church? Yeah, I'll be there. And I've seen that. All right? 25 years of being here, I've seen people come. And, man, they're in church every service for 4 weeks. And I haven't seen him since. Like, where you at? You try to call him, text him, email him. Like, all of a sudden, they're gone. Like, where'd you go? Well, you know what? It's a pliable person. Hey, it seems fun. Right? But they don't let the Word of God dig in deep. And they just fade away. All right, that's what pliable teaches us. Some people today have no inward root. Their root is all outward. And so some people, and I'm not trying to belittle our church, but some people, their root is in a preacher. Some people, their root is in their youth group. Some people, their root is in their family. It's not deep. Sunk in. I'm not anchored in Jesus. That's where my anchor should be. That's where my root is not just in a pastor. It's not just in a church. It's not in a youth group. It's not in some person. It's not just in my family. And so as long as my family is going to this church, I'm going to this church. But as soon as, what do you believe? Pliable. Hey, you know what? It's whatever's convenient, whatever feels good. And he is a gentleman. All right, pliable. He gets on obstinate. Pliable turns to obstinate when obstinate was getting on pliable, and he said to him, you shouldn't treat our neighbors that way. He's a nice guy. He's a gentleman. But just, you know what? There are way... What do they call them? Fair weather friends? fair-weather friends. And you know what will happen sometimes, even in your Christian walk? There'll be somebody that will come alongside you in this world, and it could be even at work, and they back you for a little bit. They're like, you know what, that person, they shouldn't treat you like that. But they're a fair-weather friend. They're a pliable. You know why? Hey, it's convenient to be your friend. Pliable teaches us something. Obstinate and pliable teach a very important lesson for us. What's the lesson? Obstinate is somebody that is mulish. They're stubborn. Right? Don't be stubborn. All right, personally, don't be so stubborn that the Word of God can't change you. Then be careful when you're dealing with others and you come across a stubborn person. All right? Ask God for wisdom so that God can use the Word of God to break their heart. But then be careful of them because they may influence other people that are in the community, because obstinate people do not like to be by themselves. They want other people to gang up against anything godly. That's an obstinate person. So that's some lessons from obstinate. Then the pliable, what we need to do, and we're going to be dealing with this a lot in the fall, it's discipleship. When we see somebody saved, or when we're leading someone to the Lord, make sure they're not just a fair-weather friend. Make sure that they feel that weight of sin. They're not just like, oh, yeah, oh, Jesus, oh, you know what? That's cool. Awesome. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll join that. And then a month later, guess what? They're joining something else. And then a month later, they're in some other community group. Because Jesus was just something that was a fad for them. We don't, as we're dealing with people in soul winning especially, I don't want them to catch Jesus like a fad. That's not what he is. Jesus can come in and change their life. And that's what we're asking for God to do. So the two lessons for us from the book is we got obstinate and we have pliable. Both of them teach us some very important lessons about ourselves, how to act, but then also as we're working with people, we should be noticing some of these traits and asking God to help us so that we can maybe help this obstinate person or pliable. Maybe that's their tendencies. Let's make sure that the roots go deeper and that they find genuine salvation. Let's close.